number 126 in our white book. Just when I need him most. Is that tonight? Well, Jesus is near to comfort and cheer just when I need him most.
Testimony? Hallelujah. Do you remember a time when you needed him and he was right there for you? Oh, just when I need him most, Jesus is near. Thank you, Lord. He's near tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, let's need him. Praise God. Oh, we reach out to you tonight, Jesus. We need you tonight. Oh, Lord, I need you more than ever. Lord, I love you so. I praise your name. Glory, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Lord, wonderful Savior. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we need you every hour, Lord Jesus. Most gracious Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, shelter in the time of storm.
Let's sing that. It's in our hardcovered book. We'll find the page very easily. Shelter in the time of storm.
Is it? 292.
Thank you. 292 in our hardcovered book. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a high tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, our refuge, our very present help. Time of need, time of trouble. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you that tonight your arms are stretched out wide over this meeting,
and you're telling us to come unto you. All those who are weary and heavy laden, come find rest unto our souls. Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are our refuge. You are our strength. Lord, we hide ourselves in you tonight, Lord. Jesus, there's a place in you where the enemy can't touch us. Oh God, we pray that you will cover us with your precious hand. Oh, thank you for the invitation. Thank you for the grace to help us to come. In Jesus' precious, precious name. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Years ago, I was down in South Carolina. I was visiting a cousin, an aunt, and a cousin down there. And we had some friends from Canarsie that moved down to the same area, the same neighborhood. And so whenever I visited my aunt, we'd like to go see the Grassos, Sam and B. Grasso. And so we were young parents. Natalie, our firstborn, was just very small and in the stroller. And one day I decided I'd like to walk to the Grassos from my aunt's house. I didn't think it would be that far. And so this was South Carolina in the summertime, and it was pretty hot. And as I walked, I got hotter and hotter. And I wasn't so much concerned about me, but I was concerned about my little daughter. And as time went on, I really got concerned. I thought, this is really very hot. And it was a new neighborhood, so there were hardly any trees that you could, you know, get under the shade. I would look for shade. And, well, finally we got to the Grasso's house, their air-conditioned home, and we all revived. And then they kindly drove me back to my aunt's house. But I remember that feeling of desperation. We're out here in the scorching sun, and there's no relief. There's no relief. You know, in Bible days, they found relief from the sun in the shadow of a mighty rock. I've noticed that here. We wait for the dinner bell to ring. Sometimes you feel like you're baking out there, and everyone wants to get under that little tree. And that helps a little bit. You notice when you step into the shade, there's a big difference. Well, that's how it was. And in the Bible, they didn't have air conditioning. And they depended upon these natural things to provide safety and shelter for them. And of course, there were the caves and places, clefts in the rock where they could hide when storms swept across the land. And they needed a strong refuge to hide in. Praise God. Have you ever been to Luray Caverns? That's in Virginia, I think. Yeah. And Luray Caverns, I don't know how deep they go underground. And you can take a tour down there. And there are the stalactites. Those are the ones that hang on tight. And the stalagmites are the ones that are on the bottom, right, pointing up. And if you get all the way to the bottom of Luray Caverns, there's an organ there. And they have somehow ran wires to all the different stalactites, and just the right ones. And there's a little hammer and a microphone. And when you press this note, it taps the stalactite, and you hear the A note, and it amplifies it. And they found all the notes that they needed, and you can play the organ. People have had weddings down there, and I imagine very expensive to rent. But when you get down into the caverns, it's always much cooler than it is on the surface. And it's rather constant. And they tell us that one time a man, they discovered the caverns because he was walking, and he stumbled across a hole in the ground, and cool air was coming out. And so they began to dig around, and they saw that there was caves underneath the ground. And so he built his house over that hole. And that was his air conditioning before they ever invented air conditioning. Smart man. I remember them telling us that. That's pretty good.
all summer, all winter. It was the same temperature, like 50 degrees or 60 degrees, something like that. And so, why do I tell you that? Because Jesus, he is our refuge. He is our strength. He brings refreshing. When we can't find it anywhere else, Jesus says, come unto me. Praise God. And these pictures that we see in the Old Testament are really beautiful pictures of Jesus. He is all that to us and much more. And I'm sure that every one of us here can testify to the fact that there are times when we were in the midst of a storm and we didn't think we'd make it through, but Jesus came to us and he held us and he covered us and he allowed the storm to pass over and he kept us safe and well. And so maybe there are some that would like to mention that tonight. Remember a time when Jesus was a refuge for you, a shelter in your time of storm. But oh, how wonderful. I'd like to sing another song with you, and that's He Hideth My Soul in the Cleft of the Rock. And that, of course, reminds us of the story of Moses when God called him to draw near to him. And he said, there's a place near me in the cleft of the rock. And if you go there, I'll pass by, I'll cover you with my hand and reveal myself to you. Is that 321? 320. 320, okay. Same book. We're only here for an hour, not any more, as a matter of fact. We're here until 9 o'clock. And so what thou doest, do quickly, as it says in the Bible. Okay, we're singing He Hideth My Soul, 320.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wonderful Jesus, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. praise him. I will praise him.
The couple, how do you feel about each other? You feel like you love each other? You feel like you'll stay together? We never talk about feelings at the wedding. We say, will you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? I don't ask them whether they feel like it or not. I ask them for a commitment of their will. And I ask the same of him too. Praise God. And that's what God looks for in us, too. And sometimes he allows us to go through times where the feelings are not there. But that's where we learn to commit, right? That's where our will, we surrender our will to Jesus. That's where we learn how to live by faith and not by sight, not by feelings. And of course, we love when we feel the presence of God, the joy, the exuberance that he brings to us. But as we heard tonight, when you don't have those feelings, God is trying to teach me something. Doesn't mean that God left me, and doesn't mean necessarily maybe that I've done anything wrong. But he's going to teach me a greater lesson about faith and about trust and about consecration. And doing the will of God from the heart. Praise God. And if you reach out to God for grace to praise him when you don't feel like it, when you feel like God is 100 miles away, oh, God is building something in you. The feelings will come again. You can be sure of that. And in God's time. But oh, now there's a foundation. God can trust you with the feelings because he knows whether he gives feelings or not, it's not going to determine how you live and how you serve him. And so the Holy Ghost has to teach us these lessons. There are some things God wants to do for us, and he can only do when we learn to trust him, and there's a foundation of faith that he can build upon. And so I'm glad Sister Shelley opened up the way she did and spoke to us this evening, because I think we all know exactly what she's talking about. We've all been through times like that. And it's in those times where we need one another. We need a Sister Beth. We need somebody to pray with us, to encourage us. We need to get out to God's house and just be surrounded by God's people under the ministry of God's word. That's not a time to stay home. That's a time to get out all the more. Oh, because I need Jesus to bring me through. And so we ought to look at those times as times, opportunities for God to develop something in us. And just keep our eyes on Jesus and praise him, whether we feel like it or not. You know, just keep pumping the well. Eventually, the water is going to start flowing. It's like when I ride my bicycle, which I haven't done in about 30 years. But you got to ride. It's hard to get started, right? You got to push. But then after a while, it's just kind of real easy, right? It kind of goes on its own, especially going downhill. So sometimes praise is like that. Sometimes obedience is like that. But oh, you keep it up. God will meet you. God will meet you. He always honors obedience. Somewhere along the way, he'll honor it. You wait. You watch. Hallelujah. You'll be so glad that you learned your lesson. Hallelujah. Praise God.